Number 10, Ryan Givens, 5'11", junior guard. Number 15, Devin Epps, 5'10", junior guard. And number 21, Kyle Oliver, 6'4", sophomore forward. Oliver, Epps, Givens, Lippert, and Smith, the lineup for the Patriots. For the Seagull Stars, number 50, Damian Clark, 6'5", senior forward Clark. Number 3, Robert Brandon, 5'11", senior guard Brandon. Number 10, Charles Clark, 5'11", junior guard Clark. Number 20, Dominique Gooch, 5'7", junior wing Gooch. And number 22, Ryan Jones, 5'5", junior guard Jones. Jones, Gooch, Clark, and Brandon, the lineup for the Seagull Stars. The tip is in the air and controlled by, it's still rolling around. Seagull picks it up in the white uniforms, moving left to right, a little silver, and Nation across the front. Oakland in the red uniforms, mostly red with a little blue and white trim. Jones in the corner from three-point land. It's good. Nailed the first basket from the right corner. Ryan Jones scores first for the Seagull Stars. Lippert underneath, glides in, baseline jumper from about four. No good. Rebound, Emmanuel Smith. This one won't fall. Lippert tries to tip it in. Emmanuel Smith runs down the long ball. From the right elbow,
swish.
Count the basket for Kyle Oliver. 3-2, Seagull Stars up. Jay Mullins Jewelry, time of the tip in the second game, 7:32. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Ryan Jones has it left wing. They're moving left to right. Robert Brandon for three. No good. Said he was fouled. Didn't call it. Gooch missed it in terms of the tip in, and now goes out of bounds off of Siegel. Gooch tried to save it. It went out of bounds off of him after a miss by Damian Clark. So a fast and frantic start here in the first minute nine. Down the floor is Epps.
The student section got crazy in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. Student section's getting pretty wild. Givens misses the long basket from the far corner, goes out of bounds off of Siegel. And Ben Dotson doesn't like how things are going and calls a 30-second timeout here, John.
Well, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
You know how those fat heads are big, you know, to bring the big posters and things like that?
I hear it's back. I hear they're back.
They are back. It? Well, Principal Jason Bridgman has one.
Oh!
And Cy from Duck Dynasty has one.
There you go.
I'm working on a beard like that. The Gangnam Style guy has one, too, over there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
If you don't be quiet, they're going to put one of you out there.
Yeah. It'd be a big poster.
Prager made it. I don't know why you wouldn't.
I know. That's true. Epps to Lippert. Drives baseline. Reverse layup. Missed that. Rebound put back. Will not fall for Emmanuel Smith. There is a whistle, and there is a foul.
I really think Oakland's doing a great job so far on the boards, on the offensive boards, trying to get extra second shots. They're really battling.
Foul is on Brandon. His first, game's first, team's first. Emmanuel Smith trying to tie it up at the charity stripe, misses the first toss. Clark goes out. John A. Simpson comes in for the Seagull Stars. Second toss, this one short by Emal as well. Rebound, Gooch, and the Stars come the other way. Ranked number 6 in the state of Tennessee. Jones, left wing, tries to glide in there. Now stutter steps, goes baseline, partially blocked by Oakland. Emmanuel Smith comes away with it for the Patriots. Smith looks down the floor, looking inside. Now lost the ball, it's rolling around, picked up by Brandon for Siegel. Jones in the left wing spot to Simpson underneath from the left block. It's good.
And that was a big basket going inside to the big guy, and he put it up with the left hand.
5-2, Stars, 5:40 left in the first. Epps, long pass, tipped out of bounds by Robert Brandon. Checking into the game for Oakland, Terrell Gaines, 6'4", junior post. Gaines in the game for Mike Wright's Oakland Patriots. Oakland coming into this game, 13-3, 1-0 in the district. Siegel 1-0 in the district, 16-1. The Stars have stolen it away. Clark with the lay-in after giving it out the floor to Jones. And we have a timeout on the floor, which we will take as well. Your score, Siegel 7, Oakland 2.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack.
Bounce pass down low to Emmanuel Smith. Fades away with the two-footer. No good from the right block. They missed a couple of easy shots there. Long pass up to Clark. Layup good.
Transition game going very well for the Siegel Stars here, and they're just really putting it on Oakland right now.
Charles Clark with the basket there, 9-2. Givens pulls up from about 10, no good. John A. Simpson rips the board.
Not a good shot, really. That's a fadeaway jumper.
Dominique Gooch takes it left side. They're moving left to right. Robert Brandon tried to pass in the corner to him, tipped away by Oakland. Patriots bring in George Stanberry, and I think Josh Smith came in. He did. Smith, a 6'2 sophomore. Stanberry, a senior for the Oakland Patriots. Ryan Jones to Charles Clark for three from downtown. Big basket there, Charles Clark, and a timeout, Oakland. Your score, 12-2, Siegel Stars. Back after this.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Awesome Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Printworks, and Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. Good to have you along with us tonight. Oakland struggling, and now I've turned the ball over. Gooch now throws it away. Nope, going to say kicked by the Oakland Patriots. So it will be Siegel's basketball. Near baseline, Brandon's going to do the inbounding duties. Got a final for you. Girls basketball, we'll give you that after, well, got a foul called on Brandon. No, 33. Simpson. Second team foul, first on him. Oakland's basketball, just as good as a turnover there, I guess. In the backcourt, ball is stolen away or jump ball? Jump ball called as Clark gets tied up with Oakland's Josh Smith. It'll be Oakland's ball. Possession arrow in their favor. MTCS 46, Eagle Bowl 42. MTCS girls a winner, 46-42. So we've got all the girls' scores in for you tonight. Oakland almost threw this one away as well, but Skyencourt, now they do throw it away on the far side. Driving, Clark missed it. Rebound, Brandon missed that. Rebound, Clark missed that. Simpson behind there. Now Stanberry gets the long toss out. Drives in traffic. Ball rolling around and saved by Oakland or out of bounds? Oakland was out of bounds.
Well, four turnovers for Oakland. They have really had struggles getting the ball inbounds and on that full court pressure by Siegel. And it'll be Siegel's ball again, Brian, and they just continue.
Ryan Jones has it on the left wing. Into the corner. Charles Clark, 4-3, drained it. From the deep left corner, Charles Clark with the first bank three. And Siegel off to a very hot start, 15-2. 15-2. Ball goes out of bounds. Oakland will maintain control here as there is a foul called. And it's called on Brandon. That is number two for Robert Brandon. And bounce pass to Stanberry. And underneath, going in for the slam jam, Terrell Gaines. Brandon left side, fadeaway jumper, hits the lip of the rim, rolls away. Stanberry with the rebound. Down the floor quickly, Oakland with Kendall Wellborn. Gets the two-point basket. So Oakland with a little fire here the last couple of possessions. Now the ball tied up. Coach Mike Wright cheering on the Patriot players out there on the floor. It's going to be Siegel ball. Aiden Burton is in for the Siegel Stars. And Damian Clark came back in as well. Burton, a 6'2 junior guard. And a really good shooter. Jones, foul line jumper. Crawls over the rim, bounces three times, and falls.
I really think this kid's one of the most improved players in the district from that point guard spot. He's just taken over that position.
7 points for Jones. 17-6, Siegel Stars, 2:15 to play in the first. Manuel Smith, pull-up jumper from 15, too hard. Rebound, Stanberry tapped it away. It's on the floor. Burden picks it up. And outlet pass made to Clark. Charles Clark to Jones. Jones stutter steps, glides to the basket. He is hammered and going to the foul line.
Well, that first move, that little hesitation, and then drive to the basket is pretty hard to stop. I mean, he's just quick as a hiccup.
Emmanuel Smith with his first foul. Ryan Jones going to tie a shoe here. John A. coming back into the game as well here in a second.
He took a pretty nasty fall. I think he's trying to get his composure.
Jones' first toss. A little line drive shot that misses off the front of the rim. He'll have another one. Try to extend this Siegel lead if he can. It's up. And it is no good. Missed them both. Rebound Oakland High School. Stanberry down the far sideline. Pulls up between the rings. Burns it underneath to Wellborn. Partially blocked by John A. Simpson. Got that big 6'5 body in there. Out the pass to Jones. No look underneath. Damian Clark missed the shot. Too far underneath. Rebound. Oakland. Kyle Oliver gives it off to Emmanuel Smith. The Stanberry for three. No good. Too long. Rebound. Trying to tip it in is Terrell Gaines. It goes out of bounds. Siegel basketball.
Oakland really rushing their shot. Stanberry took that shot. Only one pass. And I think they need to calm down, but Siegel's defense will make you do that a lot of times.
Trey Trice into the game for the Stars. A pick by Burton for Jones. He comes near wing. Lob to Simpson. Underneath, great move with the left hand. Just barely missed the shot, crawled over the rim. And a foul on the rebound on Burton, I believe. Well, that was a nice move there by Simpson. You almost wish he would have gotten that because he went up on the right side with his left hand, and that's pretty hard to do. Epps walking it down the floor. Right in front of us here to the left wing into the corner to Tyler Black, who's in the game now. Bodies fly, going to be a foul, and this is on 3-4. Tyler Black.
That Burton, I believe, Brian.
Well, then that's 35. They said 34, didn't they? Aiden Burton with his first foul. Black into the corner to Epps. Pass is going to be thrown away by Oakland. Five turnovers for the Patriots. 17-6 with 46 and a half seconds left in the first. Jones and Brandon back in. Price going out. And who else is going out? Somebody else. Siegel's got too many players on the floor. They've got six players. Now Simpson comes out. Jones calls the play. Crosses the timeline now to Gooch right wing. Gooch back to Brandon, way out there on the far side. Burton, under intense pressure, gives it up to Clark. Charles to Gooch, and now underneath, going to be a foul called on Epps, I believe, away from the play.
Yeah, holding Clark as he was kind of cut through the middle and kind of grabbed that jersey a little bit.
Foul is on Epps. Terrell Gaines is back out of the game. Inbounds, Charles Clark for three off the side of the rim. Rebound, Gooch with the toss in.
That broke a little slump they were in.
19-6 now with 16 seconds. And ball stolen away by Jones and Siegel basketball. Boy, he's quick, isn't he? You mentioned that earlier, but you can really see that speed becoming a factor. Brandon, the long lob in to Gooch. Gooch to Charles Clark with 10 seconds. Somebody's going to go one-on-one here with eight, with seven. It's going to be Clark. No, in the corner. The three-ball is no good by Gooch. Clark tips it. Givens from three-quarter court, and it's no good. Your score at the end of one, 19-6. Siegel leads Oakland on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Josh Smith tosses it in, and Oakland's basketball as they trail 19-6. Givens left wing, bounce pass into the corner to Smith. Turns, spins, nothing there. Back to Epps. Brings it between the rings. Now Emmanuel Smith dumps it in the corner. Lippert, the long two. It's good. Lippert got that one to circle the drain.
Well, that was about the best ball movement I've seen by Oakland tonight. Really worked it around well. Got it to the seam and got it into the corner to Lippert.
Lob inside to John A. Simpson. High off the glass. Simpson's basket is good. Just love it when the big men use the glass.
He fundamentally, he's very sound, isn't he? I mean, just the way he moves the basketball.
Keeps it high.
Yep.
21-8, Siegel driving. Smith turns, spins, lost it. Missed the basket, rather. And Simpson with the rebound. Up the floor is going to be a push foul on Charles Clark. Called against Oakland. That's Epps, I believe. And that is his second. Scores, Laverne 16, Riverdale 8 at the end of the first, and Laverne leads Riverdale 16-8. Blackman 21, Smyrna 12 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Ryan Jones to Brandon. Fakes the three, doesn't take it. Burns it underneath as Jones gets it to Clark. Driving baseline, missed the shot. Rebound Brandon. Brandon dumps it in the corner. Gooch for three, no good. Oakland has the rebound now with Lippert to Stanberry. Stanberry down the floor now, crossing the timeline to Givens. Pass thrown away. Not a very good pass from Stanberry. And a turnover, Patriots.
Interesting move here by Mike Wright. He's kind of gone to a zone with Emmanuel Smith out front.
Lob gets it underneath to Simpson. Too far underneath the basket. Brandon with the rebound. He's pushed. He is hacked. He is fouled. Foul is on Smith. It's Josh Smith. Robert Brandon at the foul line. The first charity toss is short. Kind of struggled at the foul line, too. Yep. They're 0 for 3 now. We'll have another. Brandon. Two quick dribbles. Make it three. A spin of the basketball in the left hand. Shot it and got it.
9 of 23 from the field. A little bit under 50%. Not bad, but I think they missed some easy ones tonight.
Robert Brandon with his first basket of the game. 22-8, and Oakland is forced to call a timeout. They couldn't get the ball inbounded. Timeout for us as well. We'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive on Risley Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, State Farm agent Jenny Allman.
Oakland has thrown the ball away, and now there's going to be a foul on Siegel. Or they say he traveled one. Nobody reported a foul, so turnover Oakland, turnover Siegel. How we started here after the break.
6 turnovers for Oakland, 2 for Siegel.
Epps in the backcourt, now crosses the timeline now. Passes off, gets it back, and a foul called on Robert Brandon. Brandon reaching in, and that is number 3 on Brandon, so he's coming out, and Burton is coming back in, and Brandon's probably done here for a while.
Yeah, that's a tough blow for Siegel. They will not be using him for at least the rest of this half.
Pass to Wellborn. No look over to Lippert. Lippert in the far corner. Gives it back up to Epps. Epps driving, has it stripped away. Charles Clark down the floor. Fakes left, goes right, and gets the lay-in.
This one's slowly getting away from the Oakland Patriots here, Brian.
24-8. Ball tipped in the backcourt. They're going to call over and back as Oakland touched it again. Another Oakland turnover.
That's 8.
Tay Martin into the game as well, 6-foot senior. Number 23, Martin. Oakland girls a winner over Siegel. Riverdale, Blackman, and MTCS all winners tonight in girls play. Burton, right wing. One dribble to Tay Martin, left side. Trice into the game as well. He has it, right wing. They're playing catch out front to Jones, left wing. Clark to Burton. Burton fakes the three, now drives. Puts it up with one hand, no good. Rebound. Oakland has it. Smith, Emmanuel, right side, drives. Now the floating jumper from the wing is no good by Kyle Oliver. Coming up the floor, Martin is going to be fouled by Wellborn, I believe.
They never reported it, or if they did, they're quick. And a very loud crowd here tonight, so kind of hard to hear. It was a foul, and I believe it was Wellborn. Lob to Jones. It's going to be tipped away, but run down by Burton. Now a whistle and a foul. It's very weird, John. Some things there are fouls called, and some things there are no fouls called.
On Ryan Jones, there was a foul on Ryan, not Ryan, but
he was fouled.
Yeah, he was fouled. Excuse me. I had a hard time saying that.
Yeah. Clark backs up, lets the three ball fly. No good. Rebound comes out deep. He's got it. Drives and scores. And there is a foul.
Well, that's just a great effort by Charles Clark. Going back, getting the rebound, just driving to the basket.
He was helped by a tip. It was Oakland. Wellborn tipped it right into his hands, and then that opened up a lane for him to drive.
Ryan Jones tweaked an ankle down there.
Isaiah Egabor is into the game for Oakland. He is a sophomore. Plus one for Clark. It's good. 13 first half points for Charles Clark. Stanberry for the Oakland Patriots. They trail 27-8. Pass down the floor, stolen away, maybe. Yes, Scooch controls it. 4:13 left in the game. There's going to be a walk right there. Charles Clark travels with it. Anticipated the pass. 27-8 with 4:11 left in the first half.
This crowd would have exploded if they'd have scored on that possession.
DJ McGee, sophomore, into the game for the Stars. Pass stolen away. Turnover. Martin has it. Martin to Clark. Clark, baseball pass to Gooch underneath. Right-handed. It's good.
A nice job of protecting the basketball. Nobody could block that shot from Gooch.
21-point lead for the Oakland Patriots and a timeout, Oakland High School. 3:48 left in the first half on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, this is State Senator Bill Ketron. I want to tell you about my good friend Chuck Haynes down at Murfreesboro Automotive. Chuck's team has many years of training and experience. When GM began closing their dealerships, he was able to hire the best technicians. They know how to fix it right the first time. If you're driving right now and your engine light is on, go by and see Chuck. He'll scan it, tell you up front what it's going to cost, and they'll take care of your car right then and there.
No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, and once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is beginning athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. Oakland basketball, 3:40 to go. Got some halftime scores to give to you here in just a second. Baseline jumper from about 10. Good. That ends a long drought for Oakland. Kyle Oliver with the two-point basket. Patriots really needed that one. Now Oakland has stolen the ball. Gibbons on the other end with the lay-in. Ryan Gibbons, four-point swing here for the Pats. Down quickly. Siegel. It's Ryan Jones with the layup.
Man, he's quick.
I looked down to write the points down, and he already laid it in the hole on the other end. Gibbons to Epps. Siegel really forcing Oakland to play away from the basket, too. Trapped in the corner. Jump ball. It's going to be a Siegel basketball. Trapped Emmanuel Smith in the corner. Good defense there by the Stars.
Oakland looks a little awestruck. You know, they're not reacting very well. They did get a little four-point run there, but overall, they've had 12 turnovers in this first half.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Laverne 33, Riverdale 19 at the half, and Blackman 42, Smyrna 25 at the half. We're nearing the half with 2:45 to go. Down low to Gooch. Hesitated and got the basket to go.
Well, that's a great move and a little delay with the right hand. Kind of shoved it up there. Beautiful shot.
Really didn't know how to describe it.
No.
But it protected the ball again, like you said a minute ago.
I don't think Gooch could either.
Pass down low. No look pass is stolen away. Oakland has turned the ball over again. Ryan Jones fires it over to Martin. Jones gets it back. They're playing on the left side of the floor. As Siegel moves left to right, leading 33-20. Jones explodes to the basket, and they call an offensive foul. That's a little tough there, my opinion.
Well, he has a great acceleration to the basket. Just Darius Thompson and Ryan Jones are two great point guards, both different in their own right, but Ryan Jones is maybe the quickest player in this district.
What kind of battle is that going to be in a few weeks?
Oh, wow.
Manuel Smith tries to go baseline, cut off there, back out to Epps, right wing. Epps drives, glides in, floats one up there, no good. Rebound, the long arms of John A. Simpson, and then Siegel lost the basketball out of bounds. Don't think Martin could hold on to it there.
You compare the two, Jones is maybe not the shooter that Darius is. And Darius can maybe a little bit better passer, but now Jones can heave it up there.
I know that girls basketball has been very well documented how good it is, but boys basketball is not too shabby, friends. Gibbons, shot crawls over the rim, won't fall. Rebound, Gooch has it. Gooch to Tay Martin, left wing, a minute 25 to go in the first half. Clark resets between the rings. Now to Gooch near side, nothing there. Ryan Jones going to call a play now. Jones goes one-on-one with Gibbons, gets a pick from Simpson. No look to Simpson, great pass. That's an assist from Jones to John A. Simpson. That's beautiful. Epps going to walk it up the floor. Now picks up a full head of steam. Pass into Emmanuel Smith. Jumper off the glass. No good from the right block. And Siegel basketball.
And Oakland just really cold from the field. Just the shots are taken a little bit forced.
Martin surely traveled with it. He did. Got a little quick. And it will be Oakland's basketball to inbound in front of their bench on the far sideline. Epps walks it across. Now gets it back. In the lane, jumper is good. And that's Kyle Oliver again with a nice basket. Leading score for Oakland with six.
Garland Hurt here tonight, Stephen's dad, and I heard he's doing well at Lipscomb.
He is doing well. Was player of the week in the conference not too long ago. 20 seconds and Gooch got to get rid of it and has it stripped away from him by Epps. Lay-in by Epps on the other end. Devin Epps, first basket. Siegel's got 7 seconds. Clark with six, going to bring it down the floor with four, with three. Explodes toward the basket. Now hurls up a three-point attempt. It's no good. And there's your horn. At halftime, your score, 35-16. Siegel leads 35-16 over the Oakland Patriots. And again, we are at halftime. We invite you to stay tuned. We will continue with more State Farm Prep basketball on the other side of this timeout.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come through our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, meet and three, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the Public Supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to the storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro, shift of the game, Stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. We're at halftime, Siegel leading at 35-16 over the Oakland boys. In the girls' game earlier tonight, the Oakland Patriots defeated Siegel 47-31. The Siegel Stars will have the game stats for you on that game at the end of this game as well. Here at Siegel Boys 35, Oakland 16, team stats look like this. By the way, the stats brought to you by Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Game Days Team Sports. 10 rebounds for Oakland, 14 for Siegel. 8 of 21 shooting for Oakland, 38%. Siegel, 15 of 32, 47%. They had three first bank threes. A big difference, they've gotten 12 more shots off than the Oakland Patriots. Oakland 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Siegel 2 of 5 for 40%. Oakland, 13 turnovers. Big difference in this game. Siegel only 5. And the turnovers have resulted in points. So points off turnovers have been huge for the Siegel Stars. For the Stars in scoring, it's Robert Brandon with 1. Charles Clark has 13. It's John A. Simpson with 6. Dominique Gooch with 6. Ryan Jones with 9. For Oakland, Dante Lippert has 2. Ryan Givens with 2. Devin Epps has 2. Cal Oliver with 6. And Gaines with 2. And Wilburn has come off the bench for 2. Those stats brought to you tonight by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, Game Day Team Sports. We've got to look at some scores on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Here it's 35-16 at half. The Siegel Stars leading Oakland. In girls action tonight, in a game you heard on WGNS, Oakland defeated Siegel 47-31. Riverdale had no trouble with Laverne, 77-18. Blackman over Smyrna, 75-41. Middle Tennessee Christian School survived a scare from the Eagleville Lady Eagles as they held on to win 46-42. These halftime scores from boys action, Laverne leading Riverdale boys 33-19 at half. Blackman leading Smyrna boys 42-25, that's at half. And Eagleville over Middle Tennessee Christian School 28-20, that's a halftime score too. That would be, I think, maybe at this point an upset. And here it's Siegel boys leading 35-16. That's a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And that's a look at our stance as well. We're going to take a timeout, be back with the second half of action. It's Siegel 35, Oakland 16. We'll be back in just a moment.
We've all had to wait, whether it's on the phone or at an appointment. As a business, why not turn that into a more enjoyable experience? Intersource is your trusted source for patients or clients' entertainment. Give us a call today at 815-1800 and let one of our entertainment consultants help your company create an unbelievable experience for both you and your customers by providing DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, or RingCentral. That's Intersource at 815-1800. And remember, if you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home is family. That's why we know how to serve your family. Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want you to know that for well over a century, we have been serving families just like yours because we understand how deeply emotions are touched by the death of a loved one. Donnie and Eddie Ayers and all the Ayers family desire to care for you and your loved one with dignity and compassion. We understand you have a choice in Rutherford County, and we are grateful that you continue to allow us to serve you. We are your funeral family in Rutherford County at 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley, at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. And also Thompson Services, HVAC, electric, plumbing and gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. And you can go to our website at goprimetimesports.com. It's your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live on demand with podcasts to see where we'll be broadcasting next. Brian?
All right, lineups here in the second half for the Oakland Patriots. Kyle Oliver, Devin Epps, Ryan Gibbons, Dante Lippert, and Emmanuel Smith for the Oakland Patriots who have the ball. And it's Clark, Brandon, Gooch, and Jones for the Siegel Stars. Kyle Oliver with the little toss in from the left side. Oliver with 8 points. Three by Robert Brandon is off the mark. And we are underway here quickly in the first 20 seconds. Oakland with the rebound.
Oakland going to get back in this game. They got to do it quickly here. Take some good shots. Get within. They'll try to get it all at once.
Oakland has thrown it away here. So a turnover for the Patriots.
Which has been their Achilles tonight. 14 turnovers for them.
Same thing. That was the story for the Siegel girls in the contest as they lost tonight to Oakland. Oakland, Riverdale, Blackman, and MTCS all winners this evening. Right side, three-pointer by Clark, no good. Rebound, Brandon, I believe. It was Robert Brandon. I was kind of shielded from that. Robert Brandon with the two-point basket. Givens on the other end for Oakland. Bounces twice, won't crawl into the rim. Offside rebound, Brandon. Oakland on the run, trying to play catch-up here. Now Clark with the lay-in. Charles Clark with the layup has a 15-point night so far. 30-second break for us. We'll be right back. 39-18, Siegel. Or we will just keep it right here.
Well,
shall we do that?
Well, you know, we could talk about Stan Vaughn, Bobby Bugged. And let me do that real quickly, because I'm not sure that we may need one more from them.
Well, why not?
Well, the Ballparks Auction team of Stan Vaughn and Bob Bugged is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, consider it sold with Bob Bugged and Stan Vaughn. Ballparks Auction.
Lippert glides into the basket. Little two-footer is good. Nice move there by Dante Lippert. So a nice run for Oakland here to start out. He's got the lead for Siegel down to 19. Third quarter, if you're Oakland, you got to chip away at it. If you're Siegel, try to extend it a little bit here. Don't have to be crazy. Brandon, a lob over to Damian Clark, trying to go inside, tossed around. Now Gooch, oh, missed the easy lay-in. Almost too easy sometimes. Givens to Stanberry for Oakland. Straight away. Pulls up, down low, thrown away. Those unforced turnovers are going to, like that one, they're going to haunt Mike Wright. You can even kind of see it on his face right now.
Well, you can play as hard as you can, but unless you can keep down the turnovers, you can't make comebacks.
Ryan Jones, left wing. Give and go, looking downstairs, finds Brandon. He's going to drive baseline, reverse lay-in, short. Rebound. I believe Damian Clark had it. He was stripped of it by Oakland's Kyle Oliver. Stanberry between the rings. Left side, Emmanuel Smith tries to feed inside. Turnaround jumper, Kyle Oliver, it's good. Oliver has been the man tonight for Oakland, 10 points. Long pass up, Stanberry stolen it away, now tipped around. Lippert down the floor. Lippert to Oliver. Oliver glides in there. He's going to be pushed by Dominique Gooch.
Gave him a little hip there and forced him out of bounds, but made contact. Right, you know, you talk about Ryan Jones and what kind of player he is and how he leads this offense. Bad news for all the other district teams. He's a junior.
Yeah, really. Oliver's first toss is just a little short.
Oakland 0 for 3 from the line. Haven't gotten there much tonight.
John A. Simpson coming in for Damian Clark. Three very hard dribbles. Bend to the knee, shot it, missed this one as well. Tipped by Lippert, got it, corralled it, put it back in the hole. Dante Lippert, 6 points, 4 in this quarter. 39-24. Siegel needs a basket. Robert Brandon toes the line for the three. No good. Simpson there for the rebound and putback. Simpson with 8. Well, he's cool as a cucumber in there, isn't he?
Does a good job always around the basket.
Danbury in the backcourt. Across the timeline now, goes to the far side, glides in there, lost the ball out of bounds.
It's a real battle going on between Jones and Stansberry. That time Jones won that battle.
Charles Clark to Ryan Jones. Gibbons guarding him. Jones to the left wing now. Passes back out to Charles Clark. Manuel Smith on him. Gets a pick. Not used. Goes all the way in there. Clark got the basket. If they count it, and I think they should, and there is a foul. Count the basket. Stanberry with the foul. 17 points for Charles Clark with a chance to add to it. Clark for the plus one. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Almost went. Gooch underneath the basket. Pulls it back out. Siegel resets. Burns it underneath to Gooch. And got it to go. Little hook shot right side. 8 points for Gooch. Manuel Smith. Bounce pass. Epps. No look pass to the left block to Terrell Gaines for the two-pointer.
That was a good play. Epps found him coming down. Hit him on the right side.
Clark resets. 3:20 left in the third. Siegel 45. Oakland 26. Three is a little short by Clark. Oakland with the rebound. Stanberry straight away. To Devin Epps. Way out there on the left wing. Manuel Smith drives. Lost the ball. And it's going to be Siegel basketball.
16 turnovers for Oakland. They get close and they try to make a little run, get it to under 20 points, and then they have some turnover issues.
Dominique Gooch to Jones. Jones tripped up and they say he traveled. And he was tripped. And a lot of times they'll call a foul on that, John. More times than not. But that time they called a travel.
A lot of times it depends on how the player is in control of the situation.
Stanberry tries the long pass. It's stolen by Gooch, and Gooch lays it in the hole.
Points on turnovers have killed the Patriots tonight.
Long pass up on the far sideline to Emmanuel Smith in the lane. He lost the ball. Burton, outlet pass to Gooch. Gooch hesitated a little bit, kind of lost control of it. Missed the shot. Now the long toss is stolen away by Clark underneath. Gooch for two.
It is so difficult to make long passes against this Siegel team. They're too quick.
He's stolen it away again. Clark. Gooch misses this one after the Clark miss. Now Clark left side. This one won't go. Tipped out. Siegel's going to get another chance. Burton on the floor for it. Takes a dribble underneath. Simpson missed it. And there's a foul on Simpson from behind. Two shots upcoming for Big John A. Foul is on Epps. Also, John, you can't give Siegel that many looks.
No. The offensive glass, they've dominated this quarter. Turnovers. But the big thing is points off turns. One thing to turn the ball over, but when you have points off of it, it's like you're not only losing points, but they're gaining some. It's like a four-point swing.
50 to 26, and Oakland has subbed everybody. Simpson hit the first free throw. The second one is good as well. Simpson with 10 points joins Clark and Gooch in double figures, and John A. goes to have a seat. Damian Clark back into the game. End of the third, Laverne 51, Riverdale 30. 51-30, Laverne leading. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Bounce pass into the corner to Josh Smith, and he's going to be held. Check the foul. That's Burton. His third foul, second team foul. Long toss taken away by Damian Clark. Another Oakland turnover. Ryan Jones, long pass. Now Burton has it, left wing. They finally get it underneath. Charles Clark misses this shot. Long lob down the floor, thrown away. Play has gotten sloppy. The only thing not sloppy is Jason Bridgman in his bow tie in the corner and sweater vest. 22 turnovers for Oakland.
Well, I got to give Ben Dawson a lot of credit. He's got a pretty, you know, nice outfit on.
It's kind of a springish look. Pink tie, brown suit. At the foul line is Jones to Burton, left wing. Burton shot, no good. Rebound, Oakland. Long toss to Ricky Dunaway. Dunaway lost control of it. Another Oakland turnover. Jones bounce pass to Gooch. This one thrown away. And we are just turning the ball over. Both sides, back and forth. 57 seconds left in the third. Isaiah Igbuor running the point for Oakland. To Wellborn. In the paint. Turnaround jumper, no good by Ricky Dunaway. Burton with the rebound. Long pass up. Finds Damian Clark for two. And that is Damian's first basket. Damian has not played particularly well tonight. He gets his first basket. 53-26, Siegel. Josh House in the game. He has the ball now. House to Igbuor. Back to House with 10 seconds. Oakland plays for one. Kendall Wellborn to House. And they don't get the playoff in time. 53-26. That's your score at the end of three, the fourth quarter, coming at you right after this.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And everybody's heard, you are what you eat. Well, that saying holds true for pets as well. And here at Animal City, we carry a full line of premium foods to keep your pets happy, healthy, and well. And when you come see us at Animal City, make sure to leave time to visit with our locally raised and rescue puppies and kittens. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Burton lobs it in, and we get ready to start this final stanza here from Siegel High School. Siegel well in control of this one. Burton to Brandon. Brandon's jumper will not go. Oakland subbed toward the end of the third quarter. Liberally, all the starters are out. Brandon at the foul line here for a couple of tosses. Gives me the chance to update you on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Blackman 67-38 over Smyrna at the end of the third. 67-38. I think I gave this one to you a second ago. But 51-30 Laverne over Riverdale at the end of three. 51-30 Laverne. That's an update in boys action on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Meanwhile, Robert Brandon just sank two free throws. Oakland has trouble inbounding the ball and have now thrown it away for the 24th time. Siegel will have it on their end of the floor. Robert Brandon between the circles. Simpson pops out, top of the key, trying to go down low to Damian Clark. Simpson gets it back to Brandon. Brandon, jumper from about 10, no good, near baseline. Siegel with the rebound. Burton for three. Yes, sir. Aiden Burton with the first bank three-pointer. 58-26. This one turning into a blowout. I think Siegel making a statement here with this game. Wellborn misses the basket. Brandon down the floor. Over to Damian Clark. Bounces three times, won't go. Hook shot by Gooch. Well, if you can get that in the paint, you can get that basket to go. That's probably one of the toughest shots, that hook shot. Dominique Gooch with 14.
He just released it perfectly, too. Soft hands.
Josh Smith to Ricky Dunaway. Now Dalton Smith into the game for Oakland. Shot missed. Robert Brandon fakes inside, goes outside, now pulls up. Shot won't go. Tipped by Damian Clark. Rebound, nobody made. Jump ball is the call. And more substitutions. Trice is into the game. But Tay Martin, Charles Clark, and Ryan Jones is back in for Siegel as well. Ben really plays a lot of people all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't really have like a set.
Second team.
Yeah, second, third team. He doesn't. I don't think he really plays it that way.
In the paint, shot's going to be no good, but Trice with the foul. And that's going to put Ricky Dunaway, sophomore, at the line.
Hey, Mike Wright played just about everybody tonight as well.
Dunaway looking to get into the scorebook. Mohawk and all. Shot it. Got it. 6'5", sophomore, Ricky Dunaway. We'll have another.
Been to the line five times. That's their first point from the free throw line.
He's got another one. And this one's a little short. Rebound tipped around. And Siegel comes away with it. Gooch to Tay Martin. Martin explodes baseline. He's going to be fouled by Tyler Black. Talking
Martin,
about fast.
Yeah, Martin just about fell on top of Gooch. As he's going by, they laughed that off.
Of course, we saw a lot of him in football, how fast he was. First free throw is good for Tay Martin. Siegel finally got their football schedule this week, I understand. Second one is good for Tay as well. So in mid-January, they finally get their football schedule together. Pull-up jumper is going to be partially blocked. Tyler Black had it blocked, and Siegel has the basketball. Charles Clark in the corner. Finds Ryan Jones. Jones misses the three, and now a foul on Gooch on the rebound. 5 minutes, 37 seconds left in the game. 62-27 your score. Siegel with the lead. And Jones is going to steal it away in the backcourt or a foul? I think he fouls. That is a foul on Jones.
Well, the pass kind of went to Ryan, really. And he was the only one down there on defense for Siegel. And then he pushed a little bit, and then he got pushed, and then he pushed back, and he got caught.
Now a push foul on Oakland. Going to be called on Isaiah Egavor. So now Siegel will have, or is it Oakland ball?
No, it is. It was on Egavor.
Okay, so it is Siegel's basketball. A quick toss in. Jones has it. Roberts into the game. Pass goes into the corner to Gooch. That's Edwin Roberts, Jr. Ball rolling around and jump ball. Siegel's basketball on the possession arrow, and now a technical foul called on Siegel.
Tom Crager telling me that the last time, the worst defeat that Oakland's had to Siegel was 63-40. This might top that.
There are going to be free throws and a technical foul shot when we come back. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back with more. 62-27. Siegel basketball, Oakland shooting free throws when we come back.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane, near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Siegel inbounds. They get a charge call. Now Oakland down the floor, and they lost the ball. It was tipped by Siegel, and you're saying, well, I thought you said there was a technical in there. Apparently there was a technical on both teams. You're right. Technical on both teams, so I really don't know exactly why we're not shooting free throws. But anyway, Ryan Jones down the floor after the Oakland miss. This has gotten very out of whack here in the last couple of minutes. Clark, three is no good. Tom Crager made the point that the clock should be running. They called technical foul and nobody shot free throws a minute ago, so I have no idea what's happening. Tom's got a deadline, and we've got bedtime, John.
Ball I do have bedtime.
Thrown away, and Brandon goes up for the dunk, and there's going to be a whistle. He was fouled. Dalton, maybe. Dalton Smith. This fourth quarter has not been the most beautifully executed for anybody. Players, officials. Brandon hits the first free throw. 6 points for Robert Brandon. And this one falls through as well. And we've got a timeout on the floor with 4.5 to go, 4:37 to be exact. 64-27, Siegel on their way to their second district win when we return.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Stewart misses a shot for the Siegel Stars. Down the other way, Tyler Black with the layup. 64-29. Jones, long lob down to Stewart, and it goes out of bounds. T.J. Stewart, sophomore, into the game, and Siegel has officially gotten everybody in. And Oakland has as well. Igabor out front. 4 minutes to go in the game. Dalton Smith in the far corner, now out front. Shot by Tyler Black off the mark. Stewart with the rebound and has it stolen by Isaiah Igabor. Got a final for you. Laverne 72, Riverdale 50. Laverne 72-50 over Riverdale. And ball stolen away. Stewart has it for the Stars. Going up for the layup and is going to be fouled. Foul is on Tyler Black. Also wanted to tell you that the latest score, MTCS trails by 5 with 6:37 to go. They've trailed at Eagleville all night long, but they've gotten it down to 5 now after trailing 42-33 at the end of the third. So MTCS making a bit of a run here toward the end.
That's one of those games, if you come back and you can win it, that's a big-time win, but it's a suffering loss if you don't come back. Eagleville playing tough down there. They're healthy. They're getting healthier. Hey, Eagleville, too. They're a pretty good ball club.
Stewart misses both free throws. Oakland basketball. Dalton Smith never got the pass. To Stewart. Right side, the feed. Well, it's bouncing around. Roberts picks it up. Now stolen away by Igabor. And a foul called on Siegel's McGee. Tom's doing his best to get the officials' attention. So they'll run the clock. Oakland tosses in. Igabor to House. Now the three by Dalton Smith. Dalton Smith with the first bank three. Junior for Oakland. Now Aiden Burton with the long distance dial in. This one scoops around the rim. Won't fall. Burton, the long pass stolen away, and now Smith with the foul. So we're shooting free throws now the rest of the way. Oh, goody. Aiden Burton at the foul line. Burton. Let's the first one go. It's good. Burton will have another. Prentice Allstate Heating and Air postgame show is coming up. Hope you'll hang around for that one. Second free throw good for Burton. ...66-32 your score now. Dalton Smith, top of the key. In the near corner, House has it. House back to Smith. Igabor to Smith. Smith in the corner finds House. Playing catch out front. Now they get it inside to Dunaway. Turn, spins, hooks one up there. No good, but he's fouled by Trice. Final score, Blackman 82, Smyrna 49. 82-49, Blackman a winner. Laverne beat Riverdale 72-50. Those are finals on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First toss is up and good by Dunaway. He'll have another. Shot it and got it. Big man can shoot the free throws, can he?
Nice touch, soft touch there.
Burton, right wing to McGee. Meant to say this earlier to you. Trice fakes the three, doesn't take it. He's fired underneath. No. Roberts is fouled. It gives me a chance to mention it. How about those Vanderbilt Commodores?
Yeah, wound up 20th in the USA Today poll.
23rd in the AP poll. Yeah. That's the first time, did I hear right, since the 40s?
1948
that they have been ranked.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other to talk about that.
Well, that news just came out today, I think, didn't it?
Yeah.
First free throw is good.
Just going to get better.
He made a believer out of me. I watched a lot of football. Roberts hits the first, misses the second. I really enjoyed that Vanderbilt game. They played hard. All tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Oakland basketball.
Yeah, you know, we got that Maryville kid going to be quarterback pretty soon.
Patton Robinette?
Yeah.
Minute 40 to go. Crowd's getting loud on both sides. In the corner, the lob stolen away by Trice. Up the floor, Martin. Bounce pass is thrown away. Igabor has it. To Dalton Smith, left wing. Turning, spinning, nothing there for Dunaway, and falls out of bounds. Siegel ball. Minute 13 to go. 28 turnovers for the Oakland Patriots. That's a ton. MTCS closes it to 4 with a minute 26 to go, trailing Eagleville. Burton, no good. Price with the rebound. And tipped away by Oakland. It's Tariq Hughes who gives it off to Igabor. 50 seconds. Lob underneath. And Martin comes away with this one. And a foul called on Oakland. Tariq Hughes with the foul. It's going to put Siegel at the foul line with 43 seconds. Chris Salsa, Pete and Air post-game show coming up, where we'll have the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, your Midas and Murfreesboro shift of the game, a recap of your scores, stats, and much, much more. Stewart back in for the Siegel Stars. Meanwhile, Martin sank the first free throw. He'll have another, and this one's good. 69-34 with 40 seconds to go. Ball is thrown away by Oakland. Siegel ball. In the backcourt, Stewart. Crosses the timeline now. Passes off to Trice, right wing. Siegel just trying to not turn the ball over here. Siegel student section with their keys out. Somewhere to go, I guess. Trice, the three is an air ball. Oakland basketball with 8.1. And with 5 with 4, Igabor not going to fire it up there. That's it. Ball game. Final. 69-34. 69-34. Siegel with the win over Oakland. We're going to take a break. Come back. The Prentice Salsa Heating and Air post-game show is straight ahead here on WWE.